What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth?
Just call it cloth bag. Now we have one we call a croaker bag. That's, I believe, made from jute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they're not, you know, we get produce and things from, mostly from, shipped from these different islands, say coconuts and, well, we get some peanuts. Raised here in the United States, it's put in cloth bags, and I don't know what kind of stuff that is.
Mm-hmm. I
believe it's a synthetic.
Uh-huh. Well, now, are you familiar with the term toe sack to mean a croaker bag?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long that you put up to your mouth and you blow on it like this?
Harp.
And what about a musical instrument that's made out of metal? You put it up to your teeth and you pick it like that?
Jew's harp.
What do
I have one of them.
Do you really?
Yes,
can
ma'am.
You play it?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it here?
No, ma'am. It's the house.
I think I'd get you to play me.
If my daughter didn't get it, it belonged to my mother. And after my father died, it was misplaced. But in going through the things, we found it. And if she didn't carry it home with her, she'll play you.
Well, I certainly would like to hear it. I've never heard one.
My wife
would love to hear it.
Probably be down here in a little while, and I'll get her to go get it.
Good. That'd be wonderful. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end and one sits on the other, and they go...
Seesaw.
Okay. And what about one that goes round and round?
Flying Jenny.
Okay. Did you play on one of those when you were a child?
Going back to my childhood, yes, ma'am.
Well, how were they made?
You would put a post in the ground, and you'd make a shoulder on it, and trim it to about 1.5 inches in diameter, smaller than the post.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd get a long board and make a hole in the center of the board.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd put it down over this post where you had made it smaller so it'd have a shoulder for the board to rest on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd just start pushing it round and round.
Well, now, didn't
you... One
would
get on one end, one on the other, and you'd maybe... one, you know, you had to push opposite one another.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd probably jump astride, like you were fixing to ride a horse, or else you would just lie on your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
One, and then you'd go round and round with its momentum that you had started.
That really sounds like fun.
It was fun.
Now, let's see, we're talking about the flying Jenny. Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you a question about it, too. You said that it was made, you put a sob in the ground.
Yes.
And then you made it small at the top and put a board
over
it. Did you put a pin or something in the top?
You didn't have to put a pin because it, going round, it wouldn't jump off of the post.
Yeah, with
people
sitting on it.
You'd have to lift it off.
Okay.
No, you didn't have to put a pin. I'll tell you another thing we had years ago. And that was a swing made from poles.
You take, I never heard of one of those.
Take small poles,
uh-huh.
And of course you'd hang them by a chain from a limb in a big tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd make your seat at the bottom of the poles. You could swing all day.
Well, now, I don't understand. You mean this part that you sit on was made out of the poles?
Well, no, ma'am, not necessarily. You could do it, but you'd nail a flat board to the bottom of the poles hanging from the limb, don't you see? You
have
these long poles.
Oh, you mean a pole where you'd usually have ropes, you mean?
Where you'd normally use ropes, or would use ropes or chain this day.